one of the most iconic moments in the American high school experience, and one of the many traditions the class of 2020 missed during their senior year. It was a tragic loss of promposals, slow dances, and getting breathalyzed by your gym teacher. But a group of Northwestern students is on a mission to make up for that.
I feel like I missed out on so many experiences. So, you know, this year I kind of felt like I want to take my experience into my own hands. So that's kind of why, like, I've been really sticking to this, because I, like, really want to see a lot of stuff happen for our class, especially after I feel like we missed so much.
That's Weinberg sophomore Jonah Michael. He's involved in planning Second Year Spirit Week, which is the week leading up to and including second year prom. The festivities will begin on Monday, May 9th, and the prom will be held on Saturday, May 14th. This week will feature events, themes, and activities for second year students at Northwestern. Members of the class of 2024, transfers in the class of 2023, and gap year students graduating in 2025 are all invited to participate. McCormick sophomore Emma Jackson is on the Spirit Week planning committee.
I just thought it would be really cool to help design a smooth experience. I feel like a generally creative person, and I love seeing other people happy, so I thought that I could give some really great input into making second year week a really fun experience for everybody.
Each day of Spirit Week has a different theme and different activities.
Starting on Monday, May 9th, the day is called Lazy Monday. So we encourage people to wear their pajamas to class. Tuesday is Spirit Day, kind of just wear your spirit gear. Wednesday is Way Back Wednesday. Thursday is Olympic Day. Friday, I think it's going to be like beach or tropical day. And then Saturday is our last day, which is prom. Our theme that we voted on is going to be the Great Gatsby, and you can find tickets for that on campus.
Some of the Spirit Week events will include movie nights, painting the rock, food trucks, and more. More information about each day's events is available on the Wildcat Welcome Back 2021 Canvas page. Jackson said the student response has been positive, especially to the prom.
I think a lot of students know about the prom, and so I'm really excited to see how that all comes together.
Our capacity for the event is about 900 people.
900 to 1,000.
Yeah. And so we've sold about 680 tickets so far, mm-hmm. which is, like, going to be an amazing turnout.
Michael said it doesn't seem like students know as much about Spirit Week, though.
And we'd love to see, like, a lot of people showing up to these Spirit Week events, especially because we're going to give out a lot of free stuff.
Michael said he is most excited for Way Back Wednesday during Spirit Week.
Each different, like, area of campus is going to have a different theme that you can dress up as. So, like, North area is the 2000s, Northeast area is the 90s, South area is the 80s, and Southwest area is the 70s. And then we're going to have another movie night where we see Back to the Future. That's honestly what I'm most excited for.
Jackson said she's looking forward to Olympics Day on Thursday.
How it'll work is all of the different dorms, we've organized some teams. So all the different dorms will compete against each other in these events. The sports events are going to be tug of war. We'll have a knockout basketball game, a sack race, and a relay race.
The winners of these competitions will receive a voucher to The Table, a late night food startup at Northwestern. Both Jackson and Michael say they hope Spirit Week and prom are memorable experiences for second years at Northwestern, especially after everything they missed out on in 2020.
I'm hoping that in addition to it being kind of a wrap-up of high school, a way to get closure from that, I'm also hoping that it is going to be something students remember as a key part of their Northwestern experience, that we even got a prom.
For WNUR News, I'm Catherine Owens.